Third of Pacific Underground, where we're featuring a humorous and critical look at Asian representation in Star Wars.
Even though I know these are supposed to be aliens, I thought, out of all the characters, he looks the closest to me. And I always felt like his dowels looked kind of like he was wearing, like, those Chinese opera masks. It's like, oh, he's an Asian alien.
That's this Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KBOO Portland.
This is KBOO Portland. Stay tuned for evening news coming up next. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by the KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the League of Women Voters of Portland, presenting a City of Portland Council candidate forum and City of Portland gas tax ballot measure on Monday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Multnomah County Building Boardroom, 501 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. More voter information at lwvpdx.org. This program has also been made possible by Portland's gay community, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Androids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, Harriet Tubman gets put on the $20 bill.
The Human Rights Council of Washington County condemns anti-LGBTQ laws in Mississippi and North Carolina.
And Portland Community College makes cuts to its literacy program.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Leaders of Multnomah County's Patrol Deputies Union asked Sheriff Dan Staton yesterday to resign. Recently, Staton became the subject of a state criminal investigation and faces multiple threatened lawsuits and allegations of misconduct. County officials had asked the Oregon Attorney General to investigate Staton after allegations that he created a hostile work environment and retaliated against a chief deputy. Staton had also collected background information on a citizen committee considering whether the sheriff's position should remain elected.
Target announced today that transgender customers at its stores can use the bathrooms that match their self-identifying gender. The policy extends to employees as well as customers and covers dressing rooms as well as restrooms. Target has nearly 2,000 stores and over 340,000 employees. They're headquartered in Minnesota, whose Governor Mark Dayton recently directed state employees to avoid non-essential travel to North Carolina in response to its new law discriminating against LGBTQ people.
The story of Flint, Michigan's water supply continues as criminal charges were filed this week against three government employees. KBOO's Robin Ryan spoke with Lena Kocek from Food and Water Watch about Michigan Governor Rick Snyder's comments regarding the charges.
Flint has been simmering on the front burner at the stove of news since the year started because the water supply proved to be toxic, and apparently as a result of city officials prioritizing budgetary concerns ahead of the public's health. And now local prosecutors have announced criminal charges are indeed forthcoming. Would you characterize the list of potential defendants as thorough?
I would say no, not yet. I think the Snyder administration is really responsible for the water crisis in Flint, and until we see some higher level decision makers in that administration be held accountable, I don't think it's comprehensive.
What's happened in Flint has kicked off a lot of questions throughout the nation, and as someone from an environment that's kind of blazed the trail, what advice do you have for those communities? What should they look for, and whose help should they seek if they want independent assessments made about their water supply?
What happened in Flint is certainly a unique case because there was no democracy in the city, and there was this emergency manager that was unilaterally making decisions about things that we learn now he didn't have a lot of information about. And so I think that it should be cautionary to other cities and residents in other places that you should always question how your water is being processed or treated. But by and large, the agencies that are set up to protect us do a good job at doing that, but they're drastically underfunded. The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality has lost, I want to say, in the neighborhood of 75% of their funding in the last 10 to 15 years. So I do believe that there are good people in the agencies like that that want to do their job and that their hands are in large part tied by funding cuts. I can say similar things about the Environmental Protection Agency, that you know, their funding has been drastically cut and it becomes really difficult to be able to do certain aspects of their job. But by and large, those agencies are there to protect us. And I think that certainly more than the alternative, which would be a private water utility, who's accountable to nobody. And so we definitely want to see our systems stay in public control. And I think it's just important for people to get involved in knowing what is going on in their communities, especially in regards to their water system.
I saw a couple of days ago Governor Snyder has promised to drink Flint water.
Yeah.
Has the governor followed through on his vow to drink that water?
Well, only he can say, but it's just kind of like this interesting publicity stunt, right? It's way too little, way too late.
I've been talking with Lena Kutchek. She is an organizer at Food and Water Watch. For more information, you can visit their website at foodandwaterwatch.org. I'm Robin Ryan, and you're listening to KBOO News.
American currency is about to get an update, by 2020, that is. The Treasury Department released its plans today to place women on U.S. currency bills. Harriet Tubman, the renowned abolitionist, will now be the face of the $20 bill, replacing the President Andrew Jackson, though he may still stay on the back of the bill. Women's suffrage leaders will also make appearances on the $10 bill, despite the fact that Alexander Hamilton will get to keep his face in the same place. A popular Broadway musical may have something to do with that decision, as popularity for Hamilton is at a current high. The Women on 20s campaign, which got the initiative started, still believes it has a ways to go, since Tubman and the other women to be featured will still have to share the bill with men.
The mysteries behind several sinking ships carrying refugees to Europe became clearer this week. The UN revealed that hundreds died last week trying to cross from Libya into Italy. One boat containing 41 survivors was rescued 4 days ago after getting picked up by a merchant ship. They are now in the migrant camp of Kalamata. They had been part of a larger group attempting to make the crossing when the larger boat capsized in rough waters. There are no clear numbers for how many people were on that capsized boat, which leaves many wondering about the death toll and who was lost. Despite search efforts, the other boat has yet to be found. Last month, Turkey and Greece reached a deal where Greece would send back any refugees arriving from Turkey by crossing through the Aegean Sea. The latest incident shows that smugglers continue to overpack boats and resort to more dangerous Mediterranean Sea routes between Libya and Italy. Another boat may also have left from Egypt and capsized along the way, but reports are still unclear about that incident.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening, so now we are asking you to do the same. Joining us are Jamie and Jenna to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Indeed, it's KBOO's spring membership drive, so we want you to go to the phone right now and dial 877-500-5266 and become a KBOO member or renew your membership. Or you can make a secure donation online at kboo.fm. The KBOO Evening News is produced here every day, every weekday by volunteers, researched, written, and read by volunteers who care like you do about building a progressive movement to change our community and our nation. This is a radio station like no others, and we need your support. Because we're providing a forum for unpopular, controversial, or neglected perspectives with our news and public affairs. And actually, we have with us tonight Jenna, who has produced tonight's show. Is that right?
Yes, I am the producer for tonight's show. And so really glad that everybody's listening in. And I'd be even happier if everyone could participate in their listening and become an active member of KBOO today. One thing I really love about the evening news, as you were pointing out, it's volunteer produced. It's people from our community talking about our community. And where else on the radio here in Portland can you honestly hear that? Nowhere. That's right. That's why we love KBOO. Every night, the evening newsroom is filled with people that are here to just bring you the news. And so if you were to just say, oh, donate just $10 a month, that's $120 a year. You could be a sustaining member. And it would really, really help us get this membership drive kicked off on a great start.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to your monthly donation, because we reduce our impact on your finances, and if you give a little bit every month, it really helps stabilize the revenue for our radio station. And you can start a monthly donation from your bank account or your credit card, and it's very secure and super convenient. And every $1,000 a month that we can increase, we're able to take one day off our membership drive every year. So it's the best way to provide stable funding for KBOO. And about 40% of our members contribute with the electronic funds transfer. And if you're already donating with electronic funds transfer, you can increase your deduction by any amount you want. Think about maybe contributing an hour of your wages each month. That would really, really help support this station, support the news that you can use. So now's time to say yes to KBOO. Thanks for being a listener, but it's time to step up to being a member. And the only contribution too small is the one that you don't make.
So go ahead and give us a call just to become a member at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266, or go online at kboo.fm and contribute today.
The Human Rights Council of Washington County this week unanimously drafted a statement calling out legislatures in states like North Carolina and Mississippi for curtailing LGBTQ rights in the guise of religious freedom. KBOO's John Shuck spoke with the council chair Rob Solomon and Secretary Peg Fobb, who drafted the statement.
Why did you decide to write this statement?
You know, all of us at the council are concerned about issues, not just local, but we're concerned about state and national issues. And when we see some of these states passing these laws under a guise of religious freedom, I think many of us were getting kind of frustrated, if not worried. And at our most recent meeting, our Secretary Peg had drafted a letter, and it was so cogent, it was so wonderfully written. We looked at it, we wordsmithed it just a tiny bit, and we voted unanimously to support it.
Would you read the statement?
As members of the Washington County Human Rights Council, we voice our profound concern over states which are enacting laws promoting discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Whether these laws are called Public Facilities, Privacy, and Securities Act, as in North Carolina, or Protecting the Freedom of Conscience from Government Discrimination Act, as in Mississippi, the results are the same: governmental support of discrimination of people based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. These laws are unnecessary in terms of religious freedom. There is no legal requirement for faith communities to include LGBT people in their communities if their belief system does not support that. There is no requirement for Christian ministers to perform same-sex marriages if their conscience forbids it, any more than a law can require a rabbi to perform a marriage for a Jew and a Gentile, or a Roman Catholic priest to officiate at a marriage of a divorced person. Religious freedoms are already protected. Voluntary associations and/or religious organizations are not required to act against their religious spiritual beliefs. These laws, as in North Carolina and Mississippi, are simply forms of discrimination dressed up as a concern for freedom of conscience. The situation in which a group or person owns public accommodation or a business is a different situation. Our civil society has, over the years, moved to prohibit discrimination in housing, employment, and public accommodation. Though such discrimination, unfortunately, based on race, gender, national origin, etc., does still exist, it's really shocking to see states writing such discriminating practices into their laws. Such laws only promote hatred, divisiveness, and bullying. We support those businesses and government agencies that refuse to do business in those states until those laws are changed. We support Oregon Governor Kate Brown's condemnation of those laws. We ask all people of goodwill in Oregon to come together in support of the rights of all citizens to build a state and a country where all people can be respected, safe, and can thrive in a supportive community.
That was Peg Fobb, Secretary of the Human Rights Council of Washington County, with an opinion piece approved unanimously by the council against state legislatures around the country that are passing laws that discriminate against LGBTQ people, often on grounds of supposed religious freedom. There's no legislation of this kind in Oregon that you know about, is there?
No, fortunately, that we know of, there are not. And we want to make sure that there are not ever laws happening like that in Oregon. But I think the important thing is to raise people's awareness of what is happening in other states, because discrimination anywhere affects all of us. And we want to also educate and advocate for people who are GLBT in this state so that we encourage and support and continue to promote a much more inclusive, respectful society.
Does the Human Rights Council of Washington County often write statements like this?
We did recently. One of the other people on the council wrote one, and the whole council supported it, about discrimination against Muslim people in the community.
What is the Human Rights Council, and what do you do?
We've been around for, a good 10 years, and we've run contests for kids because we're just like promoting awareness. We want kids to be involved and have an understanding of human rights. So we've had a poster contest every year for the last several years. Each year we go to all of the cities, communities, if you will, in Washington County and discuss human rights at United Nations Day. And we seek proclamations, and the communities are all very responsive. If you think about human rights, most people in our area talk about how terrible people are treated across the seas and different countries, etc. And I think we tend to close our eyes to a lot that's happening right around here. One of the main reasons why we're concerned that legislation like is happening in North Carolina and these other states could sneak in before we notice. So that's what we're here for. Let's keep our eyes and ears open, and let's do our best to protect our folks.
Right, and especially because at first blush, some of these things sound good, like promoting religious freedom sounds really wonderful. But when you think about it and when you delve deeper, what it's really doing is oppressing and discriminating against certain groups of people. And that is not the intent of religious freedom, certainly at all. So part of what we want, and part of the reason I thought this was an important statement to make, is to get people to think. Think about what are unintended consequences. Think about the deeper meanings of some of these laws, because, you know, like I said, on first blush, they can sound really terrific. And of course, we all support religious freedom. But we have to go deeper. And what are the real consequences? And what is the real effect on real people?
How can people connect with the Human Rights Council?
John, if folks are looking for us, want to get involved, or just have questions, the address for us on the web is WashingtonCountyHumanRights.com. And that can also take you to our Facebook page, or you can just look us up in Facebook. Love to hear from people. If you've got questions, hopefully we'll find answers.
Rob Solomon, Chair, and Peg Fobb, Secretary of the Human Rights Council of Washington County. The council unanimously passed a statement condemning legislatures in North Carolina and Mississippi for passing laws that discriminate against LGBTQ persons. For KBOO Community Radio, I'm John Chuck.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers at KBOO work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news. Now it's your turn. Joining us once again are Jamie and Jenna to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
You're listening, everyone, to KBOO, and right now I'm sitting here with Jamie, I'm Jenna, and we are here to entice you into becoming a KBOO member. You know, only 40% of the people that are listening to KBOO are actually members, and those other 60%, this is your opportunity right now. If you call 1-877-500-5266, you can become a member today. Jamie, how can they become a member?
Well, they can become a member by going to kboo.fm and clicking on the Donate Now button and making a secure donation. And we'd love to have you consider a monthly donation, a monthly sustainer. because it's secure, it's easy, a little bit every month, maybe an hour of your wages each month, and you can just take it right out of your, painlessly out of your bank account or your credit card, and it's super convenient and super cool. And you get, you continue to get KBOO programs like this, like the KBOO Evening News, but you feel different about it because you're a KBOO member. And, you know, these KBOO news programs don't just offer doom and gloom, but they offer answers, not just questions. They offer solutions. They've got put you in touch with these local activists and local organizations that are making a positive change now. And there's no other radio station on the air that's doing this. So if KBOO reaches you, then reach out to us. If KBOO moves you, then move us. Do the right thing. Be the change. You know, get out there. Become more than a KBOO listener. Come in here and move up to being a KBOO member. And the only contribution too small is the one that you don't make. So get on the phone right now and dial 877-500-5726. Wait a minute. Oh, 5266. 877-500-5266.
Or go online to kboo.fm. And I'm a producer for the Evening News, and one thing I absolutely love about the KBOO newsroom is that we are such a diverse group of people in that room, and that's reflected in the news, and you can hear that every single night. You hear a wide variety of stories where we talk about the marginalized, the people who don't make it onto the mainstream news, and these are the people who matter in our community, and they matter to you. And we know that you do because you call back and you tell us how much you love our newscast. So we know it's important to the community. So call today at 877-500-5266 and become an active member in your listening. Become a part of the KBOO community or come on in. We also tell people that too. You can call the phone number, call online, or you know what? Come on in. Come down to the KBOO newsroom. Come see what we do. Come visit our studios. Come meet everybody. You can come meet Jamie and Jenna right now.
Right now. We're at 20 Southeast 8th, just south of Burnside on 8th Avenue. You know, Portland is known as a progressive city, but it didn't become that way overnight or by accident. And what is it, 45 years of KBOO, day in and day out?
48.
Oh, sorry.
Don't forget those 3 years.
Yeah. It's been here longer, almost as long as I've been here, and has set the agenda and molded the minds of Portlanders. So if you're one of those Portland progressives who appreciates listening to KBOO, now is the time. Get to that phone, 877-500-5266, or you can make a secure donation online at kboo.fm.
Oh, you know, we need to talk about the special 420 gift.
420.
We have a special 420 package just for all you 420 fans out there. If you are able to give a generous donation of $35 a month, that's a total of how much is that a year? Well, $35 a month times 12. Oh, that's 400, obviously 420. There we go.
Yeah,
sorry, it's right in front of my face. We have a special package. If you donate $420 a year, we'll send you a package of goodies, which includes tie days, a water pipe, a grow kit, and surprise special gifts. And so you'll also get the best of KBOO Late Night Radio as MP3s to play on your favorite device. That's right. Here at KBOO, we have the 420 love, even on the evening.
420.
News.
I had to ask Jenna what 420 meant. You know, it's been about 50 years since I stopped being an active 420 user, but I've been listening to KBOO almost 40 years, and before, you know, I didn't contribute a dime. I was just like listening, you know, for decades. And
you were part of the 60%.
I was, and you know what happened? I got one of those newfangled cell phones, and so when someone said, "Call now," at 877-500-5266, I could just whip out that phone and dial right then and there. So if you happen to have one of those newfangled, I guess they're called smartphones now.
They're so
smart, and maybe you don't whip them out. Maybe you just like pull them out of your back pocket.
Or even if you have one of the smartphones, instead of calling, maybe you even have the app on your phone. We have a new KBOO app.
Ooh.
It's a new way to listen to KBOO. It's just another way that the community can take part in listening, being part of KBOO, and figuring out all these different ways to access all this information whenever you want it. So If you love the app, if you haven't seen that, pick up your fancy old smartphone and give us a call at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm and contribute today. Become a member today.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. Next is News from the Boo at 5:45, followed by a special show by Pacific Underground, where they have a humorous and critical discussion about Asian representation in the Star Wars movies. At 7 o'clock, it's Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. Tomorrow's weather should be humid with a high of 76 and an evening low of 55 with occasional rain showers. Today in history, Apollo 16 landed on the moon in 1972. Apollo 16 was the fifth manned mission to the moon and the first to land in the lunar highlands. Our quote of the day is from artist and activist Bob Marley, who said, "Herb is the healing of a nation. Alcohol is its destruction."
Portland Community College's volunteer literacy tutoring program will come to an end this June. KBOO reporter Jamie Haddad spoke to Kathleen Holloway, a literacy coordinator at PCC for 16 years, about the program, its successes, and the upcoming cuts.
The volunteer literacy tutoring program is quite a mouthful. We also refer to it as the VLT. We have been here at PCC for 37 years, since 1979. Working to address adult literacy in our community. And the volunteers in our program are trained and then placed with refugees, students with disabilities, and others with low basic skills. About 90% of the students that we serve in our program are learning English. They're from other places in the world, and they've come here, and they need to learn English. And the students in our program are low level. In the PCC system, they are in levels 1 through 5. And they work with volunteers, sometimes one-on-one, but more often in small groups. Some of the volunteers also work as aides in the classroom to help paid instructors, because sometimes the classes are very large and the students are at a low level and need more individual attention. So the VLT, Volunteer Literacy Tutoring Program, serves about 700 students a year across the metro area at 6 different locations. And we train and place approximately 200 volunteers with those students. So what's at stake and what will be lost is big, and it's a big loss to the community and I think to the college also. The program supports and complements the ESOL department at PCC. ESOL stands for English for Speakers of Other Languages, and also the Adult Basic Education program and students who are studying for their GED.
Are there any student stories that stand out to you that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure. The tutor-student relationship, so the volunteers who serve as tutors, often establish a strong relationship and a friendship with the students, and it makes all the difference. So one of our students is from the Caribbean. He is from Trinidad and was not able to go to school in his country. So he's been in Portland for a while, but his literacy level is very low. He is not able to read and write very much. His tutor has made a huge difference in his life. She helped him out when he got injured on the job. He, of course, with low literacy skills, was not able to fill out the paperwork for workers' compensation, and she helped him with that. And she's teaching him some very basic skills that are really important. So she's helping him learn how to read maps, timetables, fill out forms. She also has helped him find a different job. He was on the graveyard shift, which was quite challenging, as it is for everyone, has to work at nights. And so she has helped him find a different job. So her role in his life has been huge, and the assistance that he has gotten from his volunteer tutor has made all the difference for him.
Point out some of the program milestones that the VLT program has gone through.
The origins of the program actually go back to 1968, where folks at Reed College recognized the need for volunteers to help out their neighbors in the community with low basic skills, reading, writing, math, even English skills. Since 1979, since it's been at PCC, it has transformed and served students at the college and in the community in a variety of ways. We have gotten federal funding for the program, which actually is about to go away in June, which is one of the reasons why the college is making this change. But we've also gotten funding from other sources, from the city of Portland, from Intel, a variety of sources to promote adult literacy through the program at PCC. I'm thinking about milestones. The program is slated to be eliminated in the end of June. And the college is saying that it's restructuring the program and that services for these students will continue. And in fact, it's true that classes through ESOL and adult basic education will continue at PCC. But a huge value is going to be lost, and that is the support that all of these volunteers, 200 a year, give to immigrants, refugees, folks who are marginalized in our community. A few volunteers will be kept on at PCC, but they won't have the support of a program that functions district-wide. Also, the program partners with other agencies providing adult literacy, and like Multnomah County Library and Launder Learning Center, Clackamas Community College. And so this function of partnering, collaborating, working together in our community will be lost. So it's a very sad state of affairs that we find ourselves in, that this program is being eliminated at PCC, and the wonderful value of all these volunteers helping out folks who are struggling and isolated. It's going to be greatly reduced and largely lost.
In addition to the loss of federal funding, are there any other reasons why the program is going to be shut down?
The federal funding has made up a third of our budget, and two-thirds of it has come from the college general fund. I think the college is taking that money and applying it to the ESOL and Adult Basic Education departments to support their budgets, but the volunteer program will be lost. So, yes, the federal grant is going away, and evidently the college sees the need to use these funds to support classroom instruction rather than a volunteer program.
What would you say that the loss of this volunteer program says about the values of our educational institutions in the city?
I think what's happening is that these low-level students, those who are studying in the college, and because they are non-credit, they don't pay tuition, because they start out at very low levels, they don't necessarily complete certificates and degrees. And so I think the college is prioritizing students who have higher skill levels and who can make their completion agenda. So they want to show as many students as possible completing programs and certificates, degrees, et cetera. And these students, the value is huge in their lives, in the workplace, for their families, in civic participation in the community, but it doesn't translate into the data and the numbers that the college wants to see.
Does it say anything about our city and who we welcome here?
Well, it says something about the community college, and it's disturbing because the community college's mission statement. They have recently developed some strategic initiatives and that are supposed to guide the operations of the college. One of them is to create opportunity in the community, and another is to foster a culture that is renowned for diversity, equity, and inclusion. So eliminating the VLT program, even though they say they're not eliminating it, they say that they're restructuring it, but actually that's not what's happening. The program is going away, and most of the service that we provide is going away. So it stands in contradiction to the mission statement of the college.
I understand that you will be present at the PCC board meeting that's coming up.
Tomorrow evening, Thursday, April 21st, at Cascade Campus. It starts at 7:30 p.m. and it will be in the Student Union Room 203. And we encourage folks to come out and support the program and make clear to the PCC board that this is a very big loss and that it stands in contradiction to the mission statement of the college.
That was once again Kathleen Holloway of the Volunteer Literacy Tutoring Program at PCC, which is facing upcoming cuts this summer. For KBOO News, I'm Jamie Haddad.
In honor of Oregon's first legal 420 day, KBOO News reporter and poet Don Raphael wrote a special 420 limerick.
Now that marijuana is legal, you can smoke without fines or jail. The pot's all been tested, you won't get arrested, every corner has flower on sale. In most of the states of our nation, a little pot leads to incarceration. Many jailed girls and guys who just wanted to get high, deemed ex-cons for their whole lives' durations. So, dear listener, please thank all the fates that put you where the pot's safe and great. As you light up your J, ask the world for the day when booze legal in all 50 states.
That was KBOO's own Dan Raphael with a commemorative 420 poem for you. You can catch Dan reading his poetry tonight at Soundgrounds at 37th and Belmont at 7:30, where Aaron Iwata is also reading.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032, extension 203. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Jamie Haddad, Dan Raphael, and John Shuck. The producer is Jenna Yokoyama. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or you can look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Voices from the Edge, Joanne Hardesty interviews investigative journalist Greg Pallast about his latest reports. At 9 o'clock, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, host Per Fagering interviews historian Greg Grandin about his book, Kissinger's Shadow, The Long Reach of America's Most Controversial Statesman. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock, on Between the Covers, host David Nyman interviews Portland's iconic writer Ursula K. Le Guin about her most recent book, Late in the Day, Poems from 2010 to 2014. Finally, we have a very special announcement to make tonight. Starting in just a few minutes, our beloved anchor Aaron J. Bernard will be going on maternity leave. We at the KBOO News Department wanted to make a special fuss about her to reward her for all of her efforts and to celebrate her anchorness. So to you, Erin, a very happy baby.
Yay!
Thank you. And there's a cake with a fetus on it. It's very lovely. It's a male. All right. Well, as mentioned a little bit earlier, this is a membership drive special. Our volunteers work hard every day of the week to bring you this evening newscast. Right now, we're going to go back to, it looks like it may, I'm not sure who it is. We're going to, we got Jamie and Jenna, and they're going to talk to us a little bit more about how you can support KVOO.
You can support KVOO by going to your phone right now and dialing 877-500-5266 to become a KVOO member. And if you care about having fun, embracing a creative climate with truth, beauty, joy, peace, love, and justice, like we do here at the KVOO Evening News, you want to be part of our this wonderful community and contribute, especially on a monthly basis, which is so easy. Just we take the money right out of your checking account or credit card, and you hardly even know it's missing. We encourage folks to contribute something like an hour of your wages a month. If you make $10 an hour, contribute $10 a month to KVOO. If you make $20 an hour, contribute $20 a month to KVOO.
Or even if you can only donate $5 a month, that's $60 a year, and that really adds up, considering only 40% of our members, our listeners, are actually members, and yet we still manage to function for, 48 years?
Yes, indeed.
And so why don't you be leaving the group of the 60% who are not members and become part of the 40% who make the evening news possible?
And you can do that by going to your phone right now and dialing 877-500-5266 or go online, make a secure donation at kboo.fm. You know, joining KVOO is like joining a union. It's a choice. It's an open shop. You can benefit from the information and the tools and the inspiration that KVOO provides, and you can be a free rider. Or you can join your sisters and brothers in solidarity to build a stronger, more effective voice for social change and join. Join with your dollars. Join. It's up to you. Join now. You get. Now. Give.
And all you have to do is call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And, you know, I used to listen to KVOO and I wasn't a member. And I know. And then when I finally became a member, I found that I actually enjoyed my listening to KVOO a lot more. I felt like I was an active member of the KVOO community. And that was even before I came in here to volunteer. I felt part of the community simply because you're just contributing just a few dollars a month, and you know that what you're listening to is being supported by you.
Mm-hmm. This is what democracy looks like. You know, KVOO lets 1,000 flowers bloom in this rich coalition of voices, weaving together to move our community forward, and it's undistorted by the corporate media. It's a community project, and it's organized people changing hearts and minds one listener at a time. And we hope that you are one of the listeners that can give us your spare change for some social change.
And where else are you going to hear a 420 limerick that actually is more than just something silly? It actually has meaning, because who is in our newsroom? An actual poet. How amazing is that? We are an amazing newsroom. We have an amazingly diverse group of people who are helping you hear the voices of your community here in Portland. And you can become a member today. Support that by calling 877-500-526 or going online and go to kboo.fm.